Yeah, I'd probably spray her with a squirt bottle to get her out. I mean, like, you get back in this room like a human.
Walk in here, rat.
Why did you become so?
Yeah,
that's a normal thing.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Well, if it's normal, why is he telling her no? So why are you?
You do it the right way.
Yeah.
We don't crawl into bedrooms in this house.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, Jesus.
I don't, you know.
Get away.
I think it would make me laugh. Like, realistically, it depends.
What if
it would
either make like
me laugh or I'd be super worried.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I'm gonna die tonight.
But like, what if you went into the lion standpoint and you picked up like a whip and a chair and you're like, man, yeah. Yeah.
Take off my belt.
Yeah. And then he was like, I'll take the tuxedo.
You're so stupid.
I know.
No, that's not how you have to do a hard break. You have to that do a hard break. No, it's not, because
I always want to walk into a room like a bunch of people.
You've told me this.
That's like my dream.
You've told me this dream.
Yeah. But hey, we're no sense of direction. I'm Nate.
I'm Maria.
I'm Ernesto. What up?
Hi.
Dude, we've been talking for like almost 20 minutes now. Probably longer.
What's the problem?
I feel like we're intros just so, go we at the so beginning.
Excited. We were so excited.
Yeah, all right.
Contain ourselves.
Okay. Well.
Kill the pussy.
So would you date a girl that was, this is obviously fat. Not for you. Well, maybe for you.
Maybe for me.
What, like, would you date an ugly girl? Ugly.
Yeah,
like not subjectively, like objectively. Like, ugly.
Well, I've brought girls home, and my mom's like, "What the fuck?
Really?
Are you doing?
What? Your mom?
Did you feel that way, or were you like, this is just a hookup?
Well, no, I think she's just like, this isn't your type. What's happening?
I know, but
that's
saying,
so funny. What
was the girl? Were they girls that you actually liked, or were they just girls that you were hooking up with?
No, I liked them. Like, it was like an accident.
Did you get offended when your mom said that?
Well, I was like, what? I have to date hot blondes all the time? Like,
okay, so we were talking about this on the way here.
Honestly, I'll never forget when I said that to her.
What do you think? What parent do you think is more impactful for your childhood? Obviously, you don't have a dad, right? So, like,
mom and grandma.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, if you had a dad, do you think that
he wouldn't care?
You would be totally different.
Yep.
You think so?
I don't
so?
Think we'd be having this podcast right now.
Really?
Yep.
You'd be in the military or something.
No. I would just be doing what you're supposed to do when you're raised by baby boomers.
What's that?
Get a degree, get a job in your degree, do all that stuff. So I'd be on the radio, but I wouldn't know you two.
Wow. What you're saying is you would be big time.
Uh-huh.
You're an asshole.
I'm just saying. I'm white.
Well, because I'm the opposite.
I like it. No,
I don't, I don't,
no, it's honesty. The truth.
Yeah.
I don't have a dad. I mean, I have a dad. I don't have a mom. I mean, I have a
so
mom.
So it's reversed
but
for
was,
you.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
Fathers are weird, I especially being a boy.
I feel like you're more well-adjusted than I am, though.
What do you mean?
Especially with the opposite sex.
Well, I was always taught to respect the opposite sex.
Me too.
You know? Well, yeah, no, but I'm like, to a way, it's like I have more sympathy because I was raised by them. You know, where it's like, oh, no, I get it.
I agree with you.
Know,
like, I feel like when you miss the opposite sex parent, you're definitely missing a piece of...
Like, I'm not a dickhead.
What you would have had.
But I can be a dickhead. Mm-hmm. It's... Dickhead's like last resort, if that makes sense.
Isn't that a restaurant?
So what you're saying is that you
Dick's
were good.
That
so
is not
because
dickhead.
You had a mom.
Dickhead's last resort.
Because you had a mom, you were good as far as that's concerned?
I think it allowed me... My mom was awesome. Like, I wouldn't ask for a different one.
Okay.
She was very open-minded, very...
Yeah. Well, I mean, you had a mohawk and were in a band and shit like that.
Dude,
like,
when I came home with my tongue ring, I'll never forget that one. She's like, why aren't you talking? I go, So everything was just like, I don't know. Just got nothing. I was like, just got nothing to say.
Nothing to say.
And then. Like,
I have nothing to say.
Because I felt bad. Because my mom kept like, something's up. Like, what's going on? I was like, okay, mama. I was 16 and I was just like, I got my tongue pierced. And she's like, that's why you've been drinking so many Slurpees. And because it was like Slurpee, like 64-ounce Slurpee after Slurpee.
Why? Because it would like numb swollen. Your tongue or something
like that?
Yeah,
like it would bring the swelling down. But
okay. You could do that when you had the hole through your...
You're not supposed to suck.
Hmm. That's why
my worry more would like have been all the sugar.
That's why women get it.
That's in it, yeah. The brand new hole that you have in your tongue.
But she was very like, okay. She's like, it's your body. I don't care. And that's when I figured out. I was like, all right.
I'm like that with my kids.
If she sent like my father to me, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? Be like, what the fuck? You know, like.
Yeah.
I feel like men blow up quicker.
Absolutely.
But they're very black and white. I will say that.
Have to have conversations with my baby daddy all the time about when it comes to kids. Like he blows like up about everything. And I'm just like, I have to talk him down. It's not that serious. In the grand scheme of things, this is just a tiny little blip. You're not even going to like care about this in 10 years.
I've told you guys before. Like I told my dad I wanted to paint my hair color blue.
Well,
and he's like, yeah, I'm going to shave your head the next morning.
That's a father threat. Like, that's not a mom threat. That's a father threat.
Okay.
Like, that's fine. Go ahead and do that, and I'll throw you through a wall.
It's true. I bleached my daughter's hair so that she could dye whatever color.
But you know what?
That's cool.
The dynamic, like, to see my, like, because I used to visit my grandparents all the time, so my grandfather and my grandmother there. The dynamic between them trying to allow something.
Mm-hmm.
Jane's got something to play with. Anyway.
So.
But. Seeing the dynamic of my grandparents, how they discipline me and make plans and do all that stuff, that gave me like the parent vibe. And then I went to my mom where I was like, it's just my mom. It's not my grandma. Then how it came to disciplining when we were living with my grandparents was it was my grandfather and my mom against my grandmother and I. I remember I called my mom a shithead.
What?
I was like, you shithead. I didn't even know what it meant.
I'm glad you're alive.
Yeah.
How old?
Sixth grade. No. This was before I hid under the bed. It was so passive aggressive what they did too, because I saw their feet and they're like, well, I don't know where he is. When he comes out, he's in trouble. And I was like,
after you called her a shithead?
Yeah. I was under the bed looking at their feet. My grandfather and my mother. And they're like, he's in trouble once we find him. And I'm like,
wow, you must have been really young then in order to believe something like that.
I think I want to say I was like fourth grade.
Wow.
And then my grandmother would be like, it's fine. You guys say it all the time. Like my grandmother... Sweetheart, I love her to death, but she was my buddy. She always was in my corner, you know.
Well, I think if a kid does something wrong, it's the parents' fault, right?
But every kid cusses. That's not what I mean.
Like if your kid says "fuck you," that's probably because they heard you saying "fuck you" all the time. True. You know what I mean?
Right. Something on that level, yes. But I'm just
what I'm saying.
But I was taught.
That's what I was talking about.
You're not supposed to say those words ever,
right?
Unless you know you're an adult or like
barnacles.
Adult candy was liquor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like your baby have like booze around them, and I'd be like, "Can I have a sip?" And they'll be like, "That's adult candy."
Really?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, so that's why if you ever hear me reference, like,
my dad wouldn't be like, dad would be like, no, here you go, have a sip.
Yeah, well, my grandfather was more.
I remember having a sip of beer at a bar, like with my dad. Like we went to a bar,
just one sip.
I was young as hell.
Called it a day.
When we, yeah, well,
you're like, all right, see you, Dad.
I was a baby. I don't know. I was young.
Yeah.
It was probably right around I was four. I want to say. Like, he was like, have a sip. And I was like, bleh. And he's like, yep, see? It's terrible.
Yeah.
Don't ever drink it.
Look where you're at now.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, where's the keg?
Yeah, I'm going to tap it.
You're like Barney in The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. It's cutting up my gums.
I was going to say, but yeah, that's how I was raised. I was just raised adults or adults, and you mind them. You do. Like, I was in a good family. Like, I can't bitch. Like, I can't complain. I respect women. I would never hit a woman.
I wouldn't
always
either.
Told that. Like, no matter how they come at you. That's just how I was raised. It's like, even if they're swinging on you, they
beat your ass.
Let it go.
Was it a famous comedian? I think it was Chris Rock.
Chris Rock said that.
He's like, I will never hit a woman.
Learn how to communicate.
I'll shake the shit out of a woman.
Yeah. Bitch, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No, I mean, if it gets to the point, I'll be like, hey, like, I'd restrain.
Right.
You know, where it's like, stop. Like, this is stupid.
Even then, I wouldn't call the cops. I don't think I would call the cops if a woman was like...
I think if a man does it, A, you need to check his blood alcohol content. Oh, you're going to jail. You're going to... Now the fight's gotten stupid. You know?
Right.
But if it was like a normal fight, like, say, you and I were fighting sober, you came at me, it would be like, hey, slow down. Stop. You know, like, stop coming at me. I'm sorry that I pissed you off.
If I, like, hit you or pushed you, then yes, I can understand that. But if I'm, like...
I would
like,
never call the cops.
Actually, you had a bat?
Yes. If I'm actually beating the shit out of you... Oh,
if you're coming at me with a knife...
Then, yeah, call the police.
Yes. No,
I would crack you right in your face. And as you're running at me, I'd just be like, boom! And you'd be like...
Right.
right. Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Wah, wah.
No, the video game is...
Pew, pew, pew.
So do you feel the same way then, the with the parents, the opposite sex thing? Yeah. Like,
I just think
it changed your life not having, you know, like,
well,
a parent, a father around
it's
or something
different.
Like that?
Like, did you say not have that your because father my dad around? Was around.
Oh, okay.
Was your mom around?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you were normal.
No.
Notice I almost said leave it to the beaver.
My dad had... he was an alcoholic and he abused every drug. Wow.
Can I ask, is there an equivalent to, like, a guy dating a shitty girl? Like, because a girl can date a shitty guy, and I've seen that a lot, like, where the dude is, like, doesn't have a job, doesn't pay for shit, is a baby, the baby daddy, and, like... They're still with them, and they're, like,
sure
super happy
happen.
About
it's
it,
just
but, like...
not on the same level. Because I know probably for every one shitty woman, I know 20 shitty guys. But that does happen. Like, there'll be a deadbeat mom, or maybe they're on drugs, or...
I've seen it.
Yeah.
My mom, man.
So why do you think that is?
They had childhood trauma, which...
You think it was, like...
I had crazy childhood trauma. There's different, and that kind of goes into the empathy thing, right? Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I went through all of that. I just feel like there are people that are two kinds of people. One person can, like, literally step back and say, all of these things were super fucked up, stop the cycle.
Yep.
And then there are other people that don't know how to do that. They can't,
that's all they know.
They're so fucked up, literally.
Yeah. That's
not
all
they know. You know, stupid way, but they're just so fucked up that they can't see what else is out there. They can't see anything other than what they were raised knowing or learning.
I am
blessed that me and all five of my siblings in general, like, nobody hits their wives, nobody's like alcoholic, nobody does drugs, nobody, you know, like, they're not abusive
respectful
to their kids.
Yeah.
Like, I feel so blessed that all of us were able to come out of what
the genetic
cycle.
And you know what, I hate to say, it's genetic. You know what I'm saying? It's like, because that's all they knew.
I read that. Well, not only that, like, you're...
Genetic?
When you are traumatized...
The genetic cycle,
I call it. But when you're traumatized and you deal
you
with
keep
that...
going.
It, you literally alter
download
the DNA.
Download it, pretty much, yeah. You're downloading
of your offspring.
It.
That's why my daughter has depression and anxiety. She literally got it from me.
Really?
She didn't experience anything in her life to give her depression or anxiety.
No, totally off the record. Do you talk to anybody or anything for your depression?
Yeah, I'm on medication.
Awesome.
Yeah.
No, nothing wrong with that. Like,
absolutely
not. Nothing wrong with that.
No, I feel like I did it too late in life. I wish I would have.
There's nothing wrong with talking to somebody. And that's like I try to tell everyone. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, it's a neutral source. They're looking in.
Exactly.
Tell you what's
as long
going
as
on. Yeah.
Exactly. As long as you find the right one. I had different therapists. And the worst one was like the stereotypical, literally sit on the
Here's
sofa
your Prozac.
And talk and just, okay, see you next week. the best one I had was like that would question me, that would literally challenge me when I would talk to her about stuff. It would be like, okay, so let's talk more about that. And like, walk me through exactly.
Well, how'd you feel?
Now, the next time this happens, let's try using these tools, you know, to kind of get you through.
Well, it actually runs in my family, like, but on the good side of my family is mental illness. I think we talked about this before, but like I tell everybody, go get help. It's okay to talk to somebody. It's sometimes you just, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
I think my family is like, so I don't know. We just don't know about that stuff.
Yeah.
Like
I didn't.
Don't talk about
it. No one in my family was like,
well,
yeah,
my dad was born in Mexico, immigrated here. Like, I don't think that was like a thing. You know what I mean? So it's just like,
hey, we're here. Depression. We did it. I'm good.
Yeah. My dad's like, yeah, you know, like everything was going to be fine. Just work hard, blah, blah, blah. You know? And, you know, he's a great example because, again, emigrated over here when he was like fucking in his teens.
Jeez.
You know, like never finished grade school, much less fucking high school, and still managed to get himself a good job, have 4 kids. 3 of them are successful. I'm the other one. And then
you're the other one. Yeah. 4 kids. They were great. Except for me.
You know, but like, you know, he's a fucking model American, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't do anything bad, blah, blah, blah. I just feel like, you know, like, that's a lot of strength, you know what I mean? Just be able to like,
rise above it.
And, yeah. That's, to me, he's a great example, that's all.
He can raise his hand as, like, the winner, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I look at it. You did it, but you have a lot of stuff going on mentally, you know what I'm saying?
Well, it's Yeah, that's the
and
thing.
And you don't know.
You know? That's the thing. Like, who knows? You know, and then
I feel like that's that generation.
But then because of that,
just don't talk about it.
I feel like whenever I feel that kind of way, like, oh, you know, like I'm depressed, blah, blah, blah. I think about like the shit that he's been through. And then it helps me put into perspective. But then I was talking to, I think we were talking about this. And you're like, well, your experience doesn't make it less because there's other people who have shittier experiences than you. You know, like
that's a very dangerous mindset to have.
But at the same time, I think it helps me get past a lot.
Why am I sad? There's people starving in Africa. Like, one has nothing to do with the other. You are allowed to feel your feelings.
You're here and you have to. You have to survive to stay afloat.
But I think that helps me not, like, be like, okay, well, I shouldn't be.
We have everything at our fingertips.
You're feeling all of this and you have all of this in here. And then all you're doing is repressing it because you're just trying to convince yourself, like I shouldn't feel this because this is somebody else has it worse. Like, that's not healthy.
You're one out of 7.5 billion people in the world.
Right. I just think that it's like, it's not a struggle. But you know what I mean? It's like, that's not really a struggle because there's people who have real struggles. You know what I mean? Like,
but I think that they're different levels.
Step back and be like, you know what? It's not as bad as I'm making it seem to be.
I guarantee, in my head,
it's worse than it is.
Jeff Bezos has some shit going on.
I just think that's very.
It's just a different level. Everybody's got mental stuff going on.
If I was a billionaire, I'd be super happy. That's all.
I've experienced some horrible things.
More money, more problems.
That doesn't mean like, oh, because somebody else was like raped by every male figure in their household that I am not entitled to feel what I feel or have the struggles that I have. Like, that's crazy.
I'm sorry to bring this up, and it's wrestling, and I just watched The Dark Side of the Ring.
And if you're a psychologist...
No, you brought that up. Like, raped everybody, pedophilia, all that stuff. Jake the Snake Roberts' family. His name was Grizzly Smith. That was his father.
I might want to watch it. What is it on?
Is Vice. It on the? It's on Vice.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Dark Side of the Ring.
I'm gonna watch it.
It's Grizzly Smith. I didn't know that was Jake the Snake. Like the Snake Robert is not Jake. It's the persona because he wanted to leave that family so bad.
Right.
At 11 o'clock, he goes. Forget his name. It was like a pretty cool name. Like, I'd bring it back. But it was like an old school name. But
Grizzly.
The pedophilia from his father, sister, like daughter.
I don't want to know. I'm going to watch it tonight.
No spoilers.
Yes.
It's Dark Side of the Ring. Okay. It's on Vice.
She's taking notes.
And if you have any of the... any TV service, wink, it's Vice. Yeah. You should have it.
It's on Vice?
Yeah.
But it's like... it's a weekly show. Like, it's pretty nice. They're on season 3. you'll go into Owen Hart. Like, oh, it's just awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Owen Hart. Like, he shouldn't have died. Like, the guy who...
Yeah, he fell from the scaffolding or whatever.
No, and actually, they actually say he didn't get lowered. He literally went to go down and it clink, done, over with. Like, it just let go. And he just fell.
That sucks.
And I'm not going to... Close your ears.
No.
Close your ears.
How about... Just say it after I watch it. Next episode.
He was such a nice guy. He told everybody to look out while he was falling. That's what JR said.
Wow.
He said, look out! Boom, dead. It's like, that's fucked up. I was like, fuck me. What a nice...
Didn't he hit, like, the turnbuckle or the...
He fell the corner? From the top
didn't
of
he
the
hit
stadium.
The corner, though? Like, he hit the corner, mm-mm. right? Like, I thought that's what killed him.
No, the mm-mm. impact.
Just in general?
Yeah, he was at the top of the stadium. Imagine going into an enclosed stadium.
So, like, it wouldn't happen on TV, like, where someone can break your fall?
No. He just happened to hit the ring.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's why I would never
go... Dark Side of the Ring, just put it in your DVR.
That's why I would never go skydiving.
Well, that's it. They have, like, emergency... That.
There's people who live from, like, their shit not working right, and they hit the ground, and they bounce, but they don't fucking die. That to me, is nuts.
Yeah. Bungee jumping.
I've done that.
No, thank you.
I did it.
Zip lining? No,
it's
thank you.
It's scary as shit, because you have to be okay with both outcomes. That's the mental of it.
Mm-hmm.
If I die, this was fun. If I don't. Yeah, I have a story.
That was fun.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, I have a story.
I saw footage of, you know, on Facebook, you see, like, crazy shit. I guess there's a bridge that's, like...
To Terabithia?
I don't know where it is. It's somewhere. Oh, my God. It was in China.
He's like, oh, my God. Like, angry at it. Like,
I'm so mad at you for saying that. There's a bridge. It's a wooden bridge.
That's one of my favorite
movies. It's a rope bridge. I've never seen it. It's a rope bridge, and it's wooden, and it's got, like, gaps in between it that you have to, like, jump in between the gaps. Of course, you're wearing, like, a bungee suit or whatever. But, like, you're super high up, and it's in between, like, these two, like, cliff edges or whatever. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, you have to make your way across this bridge, but there's fucking gaps in it.
Yeah.
And you can fall through.
Yeah, it's like an Indiana Jones.
Fuck that. No, thank you. I don't care how,
like,
much.
Mr. Jones. There's some. And they're, like, on their hands doing it. Yeah.
No, I remember one time I went to Great America. Six Flags, Great America. I got on the Batman, and the fucking belt buckle unfastened. You know what I'm talking about? The one that's in between your legs that hooks onto the harness that's on top. It unfastened. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, but the harness is locked in.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. You're like, what's going to happen?
No, well, you know, that's an extra safety precaution, right? Yeah. In case that fucking breaks. Well, if that broke too, I would have been, I would have gone flying, dude.
You were down to one.
Yes. Instead of two. I thought I was going to die. I was holding onto that vest for fucking
years. That's like airplanes or
life.
Seven backups.
There was tears coming out of my eyes. Like, I was. I thought I was going to die. That was the worst experience on a roller coaster.
To be a fly on your harness.
You know what used to be my favorite part of Great America?
What's that?
Do you guys remember the studios? The studio that you can go in and record songs.
Yeah, the karaoke.
Me and my old friend, we used to.
And then they'd broadcast.
They had that?
We made like four songs. I think I still have.
But they
have
would broadcast
CD.
You without the music. So you'd be like, It's right when you walk in, like
we
after
did
you go.
In Vogue.
The Commodore.
Fugees.
Remember, do they
the
still have that?
No,
yeah.
They
still,
no, they don't
it
have
not
it.
Around?
They don't have that.
Commodore's there.
Huh?
Shockwave's gone.
No, no, no.
Superman.
I meant the studio.
Oh,
the little booth.
Yeah. Copyright.
Yeah, that's gone, right?
Copyright.
Probably. Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Stupid
we
Metallica.
We can listen to fucking Kids Bop. That's what it's called,
right? What's the one that's where it's like, I think they did an Eminem Kids Bop.
They did a WAP.
That's why.
Kids Bop.
But that's why I don't like Eminem. They marketed him to kids.
I said a WAP. They did a WAP.
Like the Italian slang?
The Cardi B. song.
Oh.
They did a WAP.
How? How is that possible?
I'm not kidding.
Can you tell me how, though?
Wait, like, what are the words? Google it.
I
don't know.
I'm over it. It's like they're marketing it to children.
Yeah.
Wet ass pasta. Let me get that wet ass pasta.
If you guys could change one thing about yourselves, what would it be? Physically and then personality wise.
Well, I don't have any personality ones.
Jesus Christ.
What?
He's perfect.
I am. Personality-wise.
That's what I would change about you.
Really? No. My personality?
No.
You're an asshole.
I would change your personality.
I'd say my...
I hate you.
When I was younger, it was my skinniness. Because I was just small and everybody's like, yeah, fuck you. But then... I could punch you really hard.
Okay.
No one understood it. Mm-hmm. They're like, oh, I'm going to pick on you. And then.
So younger, that's what you would have changed?
I would have been average.
Okay. What about now?
Now,
there's some doors in this house. There's some doors in this house.
You're lying.
There's some doors in this house. I said certified beat 7 days a week. Water bottle.
Doors?
Make that pullout game week.
Oh, I'm done. I'm done. I don't even want to hear anymore. That's horrible.
There's doors in this house?
You're drinking up some water bottles. Bring a bucket and a mop for that water bottle.
What's that?
Because it fell on the floor. Look at that water bottles.
I feel like if you compared them, they're talking about water bottles.
Might be better.
Worse. It might be worse.
What about now?
What about now? What would I change?
Mm-hmm.
Put this bottle right on your face.
Your belly?
Go back to my lean cut 22-year-old. I was lean. I wasn't I was just like...
I would agree with you with the physical. I definitely would want my flat stomach back.
But you know what? But here's the thing is like I'm also in the mentality where I'm like, okay, this is my body. Like, who gives a shit? Like, I'm not... I just don't care anymore.
No, but it's easier for guys. It's a little
But
a little.
Like, I care.
It's a little. Because women aren't that physical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for women, we know that you guys are physical and you care about what we look like, so.
That's wrong on so many levels. There, you just haven't met the right guy.
It's about not about meeting. It's not about
meeting. You haven't met the right
guy. It's just about looks. Like, if you're in a bar and you see two equally good-looking women, mm-hmm. one of them has a really big fupa, and the other one doesn't.
I call it a gunt.
Come on.
But whatever. Gunt's better. Say gunt.
Fine. You're not going to tell me that you're going to literally go after the other one with the gunt. You're not. That's just not how the world works.
I think everybody's like that.
Well, sure. that goes
You've
into
seen
my
the people that I've dated.
That goes into my philosophy is I'm not going to go talk to the fat girl at the bar because I think she has a great personality.
Well, that's exactly my point. So you can't say that looks don't matter to guys.
I think a certain
I feel like
here's the thing.
In circles sometimes, but
no. Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you this. I leave the bar at 8. So if you show up afterwards, I can't see your gunt.
Okay.
Another thing is, too, if we were sitting at the bar having a conversation, I think it changes. Before you stand up
talking.
And I don't see the gunt.
We're not talking about conversation. That's what I'm saying. Just looks. We're not talking about talking
looks.
Or anything. If you walk into a place and there's two girls, one has a gunt, one doesn't, but they look equally, they're equally pretty. Who's
How are they equally pretty?
And then
I would
take
a gun to the other one
face.
Doesn't.
Facially.
I would take a plate of wings and say, who finishes them first? To each of them. 20 each.
I can't stand you, Nate. Okay, so personality, what would you change?
Personality, I'd take away my stubbornness. That gets me in trouble. Because
really?
Then I get angry because I'm so stubborn. And then it activates demons.
Got it.
I'd get rid of that. I'd get rid of that.
Okay.
Because I'm right, you're wrong, fuck off. But you got me to that point, though. What brought you...
Mm-hmm.
But women don't think like, well, how did I get him to that point to where...
No, they probably do. They just
Now he's getting ready to put an atomic bomb on the relationship. You know what I'm saying? Where he's like,
we do that
fuck
too.
Everything.
We experience that too.
I'll burn your skin off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're playing with some water bottles. Bring a bucket in the mop for that spilled water bottle. Well, that's the truth. This is the the lyrics.
It is it is the truth. If you spill a water bottle, right. You do have to get the bucket.
Yeah, exactly. A bucket and a mop.
Kids bop
bucket.
Bop. That sounds like a kids kids bop lyric. I mean, I would definitely be slim. I would be slim. I would just
physically.
Change.
That's what you go.
Yeah,
after?
Yeah, yeah. Physically, I would. If I was slim. You couldn't keep all that.
So you would have to change. You would have to change. You would change your weight. Like how much?
I don't know. 180.
180.
How tall are you?
I weigh 192. Jesus.
That's
180. 6 foot.
That's
all muscle.
Oh, okay.
Oh well, your muscle is it?
All muscle. I'd have a 6-pack. Bitches would be washing their clothes on my stomach. You know what I'm saying?
But you would want the lifestyle that you would have to maintain for that?
I'd be like 6'7", no tacos, 190.
No beer.
They can have taco.
No beer.
Ooh.
You have a 6-pack? You cannot do that.
Looks like you're getting
so that's what I'm gonna say. So you would want that? Would you want a 6-pack or would you just want stomach?
I think I would be at 210 pounds then. I'll take that extra 30 pounds.
Okay, good.
It's 6 foot. That's average.
Yeah,
I think
because I'm 192.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they say that that's still obese.
Who cares?
But I'm
you know what I mean.
I'm like, maybe that's still 5'10", 5'11".
Yeah. I'm not obese. That's overweight.
I'm overweight
say.
Too.
Okay,
shut the fuck. But I you're am. A good we're, overweight. No, we're
yeah,
yeah.
All the I'm weights sorry. In the right places.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just shut up. Stop talking.
I hate you guys.
I'm so
much.
Fat.
It's
true. Where are you fat
don't
at?
Don't lose
thighs?
Weight.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah, my stomach.
What is it?
Let's see the stomach. I don't see it.
It's you can do side there. Bends or yeah. sit-ups, but please don't lose that butt.
Okay.
Do you do side bends?
Or sit-ups?
I do side bends when I pull my pants up.
To get over your gunt?
Yeah,
exactly.
To get over my gunt.
So that's the one thing.
Do you get it, though? Like, it's a gut and a cunt.
Yeah, I get it.
We get it.
It's a Nate, gunt.
You explained it to us last time.
Every time I have to explain it.
What
emotionally,
part of your,
yeah. like, or personality-wise, I would stop being so sensitive.
Oh, like butt hurt
I think
over
I'm
everything?
Too sensitive. Yeah. Yeah. I think...
Why didn't you call me in an hour?
Right. Or like, why'd you say that? Why'd you say that? You know what I mean? Like, I overthink things like a motherfucker. Like,
I do the same thing.
I'm
but
in my head all the fucking time.
I let
time.
Him go, though.
Not me. Like,
I think about it, but I don't fester
I don't hold
on
grunge.
It.
I don't hold grudges
grunges?
Or anything. Grunges. I don't
grunge
hold grudges.
Rock? Yeah, never hold grunge
Metallica.
Rock to anybody.
Yeah, let that,
I like
let
Metallica
that go.
Over Nirvana. What are you talking about?
Gross.
Soundgarden's awesome. Anyways,
nobody likes flannel anymore.
I love flannels.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. so I
overthinking,
but yeah, all the time. Like, someone says something to me, I'm just like stewing it in my head all the time.
You overanalyze. That's what. You
because I so I've said this before. Like, words are super important. You shouldn't like people should pay attention to the words that they're using. That being said, I read a ton into the words that they're using. Like, if somebody says obviously, oh, obviously, blah blah blah, I'm like. Do you think I'm stupid?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, is that...
It wasn't obvious.
It wasn't obvious to me.
We're talking
so,
about it.
So, exactly. Yeah. Like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, it makes me mad. So, that's just... That's just one of the things.
Obviously, yeah. Ernie.
I'm going to fucking throw something at you. Fucking
I'm going to pick up this cat and just throw her at you.
Aww.
Scratch up your face. What about you?
Well, I already said my stomach. I would go back to pre-baby stomach. It's a thing.
I get it. Yeah. Oh yeah, like do you, now. Quick question: yeah. Do you have stretch marks or?
They're like I do, but they're like
rain.
No, like, they're like
looks like you're wet right
clear,
there.
If that makes sense,
I could see through them.
Like a lot of people, they're red.
Yeah.
Or you can see them.
Oh yeah, or they're like tan.
You can see them if you look at them. But mine, like
well,
if the light hits, then you can
my
see
my pre-cum
them.
Is clear.
I hate you. So the the part of my
she's
personality.
Stained. She's stained from all the people she's been on. Just kidding. That's a bad joke.
No, that wasn't. Whatever. The personality part of my personality would be definitely
overthinking.
The overthinking and what you said, how it.
I think I'm very logical.
I'm just too sensitive.
I'm getting better at that. I really am. Like, if somebody were to make a joke and be like, especially a guy, or you know what? It doesn't even matter. It could be a girl or a guy. There's a few things that I, like, no matter how funny it is, it'll never be funny to me. So somebody talking about my work ethic, my parenting.
Well, there's some things that are just untouchable. Like,
right.
Unless you make fun of it.
Exactly.
Then it opens up the door.
Exactly. Yeah,
then
exactly.
Everybody can make fun
of it. But there are other things because maybe because I pride myself so much like, on those two things.
You love dicks in your ass and you're a horrible mother. Like, I would never say that.
Right.
What? How is that your work ethic?
And you don't go to work after. There you go. All right.
Those dicks trip.
Let me add that. You know Nate. He has to like bring anal into everything. But anyway.
It's okay. So, but if you call off after it.
Okay.
Bad work ethic.
So, yeah.
What do you mean? So sometimes I've sent you shit and I'm like, oh, that was kind of mean.
Like and what?
Then, where I don't you know. Feel it's like happened
you,
though.
I don't. That I was like don't last week. Think I thought, that you sent good. Me anything. I, that good. I was like, what a fucking asshole.
Well, okay. So once, so I thought I went I, too just far recently, last week. I remember, I sent you something. I was like, oh, that was kind of a asshole thing to say. And then, like 10 minutes later, you sent me like LOL emojis or whatever. I was like, okay, all right, cool.
There have no, maybe been a couple of ask. Things that you've said. In person? In conversation.
Ask him.
Where you thought I was an asshole?
Yeah,
I thought I went too far last week. Because I even said, like,
oh, yeah. He's like, edit it out.
Yeah, I was like,
get her out of the podcast.
Because, huh? Like, when we were talking about, like, dominating and all that stuff, uh-huh. I was like, it just felt like it went too far.
Yeah, when you were, he's like, oh, you know, you grab the person's head and push it into your pussy or whatever it was.
Yeah,
it was
I just like, felt like I went too far.
Do you not remember this?
That was just me.
It didn't. Well, that tells you it didn't affect me.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. When that's why I was like, you
and
think?
And when we're having
like,
the conversations, it's... none of that bothers me. I'm telling you, it doesn't. Ernie and I feel like we are, for some things, so similar. The way that we think about things... not the actual things, but the way that we think about them.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that we're so, like, steadfast in our opinions.
Yeah.
Then those are the only times where I'm like, I want to stab him in the eye. But outside of that, nothing you... like, I know who you are, and I know you at your heart. So I know that there's nothing malicious about you.
That's actually one of the things that I started doing is, like, let me step back. Let me think about the person that I'm talking to. Okay, this is... it's not like they weren't trying to be malicious. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's so why a I lot shouldn't of things that you say, I don't, you know, think twice about or I don't hold on to it because I have to do that. I'm really good at that because I fucking overthink things and I've been like that my whole life. Like I just,
it's the worst.
Like
right?
Always, yeah. I feel like I'm always on edge, like trying to figure out what people meant by that or what they think about me or why would they say this? Like, I hate that, but it's something that I like, you know, I have to talk through myself and not
okay.
Treat somebody shitty or like react shitty about it. It's just knowing your audience.
So my question is, have I ever offended you?
I don't think you've ever offended me, but you have. There was only one time where you said, I was talking to Ernie about this. There was only one time that you said something where I was like, normally you're pretty like even keel and on the fence about everything. Like you can go one way or another. But it was one conversation we were having with Hector about cheating, right? And I was telling Hector, well, why wouldn't, instead of cheating on all these girls, why wouldn't you just leave them? And you came to his defense and was like, well, sometimes it's not that easy. Sometimes you have this and blah. And then when we were talking about women cheating on men, and I said the same thing, you were like, no, it is that easy. You could just leave. Why not? Why wouldn't you just leave the relationship? And I'm like,
because men get the shit end of the stick.
Here we go.
We do. We're the dominant ones.
The decisions are the decisions. Yeah. If you're cheating on someone, that should tell you that you don't want to be with them. So walk away.
But there's people that... have open relationships. Have that conversation.
That's not what we're talking about, though. Oh, yeah, we're talking about cheating. Exactly.
If you're cheating with somebody or on someone,
I just feel like
that's not having
men
an open
and
relationship.
Men and women.
Maybe it's closed
their,
on one side.
Form their opinions about things based off of their personal.
That's on
experience. You know.
Oh, it's hooked into my mic. That's right. I guess so, I can rewire this fucker. Sorry.
That's okay. So I think that's all it comes from.
I'm
you know?
Sorry.
Like you feel really strongly about something because it was your experience, you know, and you're not seeing it from like just kind of an overview. Yeah. It's just no, like.
G, Cheating's a weird subject. Is it okay? Is it not okay? What time is it?
No. Another rep issue.
Oh, I thought...
What were you saying?
So what is it with cheating that makes everybody so, like, on edge?
What do you mean?
It's natural.
It is. But okay. I just think that, so anyways, it's, you know, you can be honest about it.
How many times have the Chiefs won the Super Bowl?
It would bother me. It would bother me. Cheating would bother me.
Cheating, yes.
Why,
it can, though? No. Because if you're in a committed relationship with someone.
Yeah, you're kind of like...
And
this
that's
is,
the thing,
this
right?
is a
you
trust,
both know it.
You know, like you're shaking. Exactly. It's almost like this is a business deal almost. And the other person is reneging on the business deal. You know what
Instead
I mean?
Instead of saying, I don't want to be in this business anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but they just leave and then they go cheat.
But then
on their next relationship and enjoy find something that they love.
Oh, what
but
you're saying
saving,
is that
you're
the other
saving
person...
me time then. You're giving me my life back so that I can find somebody else. Like, okay. Why waste another 2-3 years of my life being with somebody that's just going to keep cheating on me for what? Because they don't want to leave or because I don't... Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Like, just hash it out and walk the fuck away.
Yeah.
Count your losses and
I think,
move on.
I think as a guy, though, like, sometimes I see another woman and I'm like, man, I wouldn't mind.
It's just a thought.
Scratching that itch,
look,
right?
You know? Look at that. Yeah. Scratching that itch.
That's a thought.
Get at it.
Are you doing it?
I
think everybody goes through that. They see when you're in, especially if you're in a relationship for like a year, 2 years, you know, 10 years, you can see someone and be
kind
like,
of cheating, though? Is that kind of cheating?
No, it's your brain. You're thinking.
Okay.
I can see
now,
someone.
Now, if
and
you
say,
act on it,
oh, that guy's fucking hot.
Yeah. And then if, it,
and
but if
it.
You,
I'm done
but then
it.
If you go talk to them and like, hey, how's it going? That's cheating. When does it become cheating?
I think if you're seeking out
if
someone with no, there's no other reason why you would be talking
if you
to them.
Keep it from the other person.
Are you talking to them because you work with them? Are you talking to them because it's related to
it's
business
cheating
or
if
related?
You keep it from the other person. That's cheating.
Because there's a lot of people who cheat because they're not getting what they want from their partner, right?
But they still love that person.
And someone else
fills the void.
Fills that void, mm-hmm. right? And so they still love them, but then the other person is giving them what they really want. So
I've been in that position. It is trash. And
why
it
can't
sucks.
You get? Well, why can't you be happy with two? Like one gives you the physical.
I
one
would
gives you
love
the metal.
To have three boyfriends.
I wouldn't want that.
You were just doing it last week.
No, I mean like actually.
You were
I would,
asking.
I would
if
love
you're dating. You're cheating.
I would love to have three boyfriends, and all three boyfriends
you
know about the
three
boyfriends. All three. You're not hearing what I'm saying.
You
I would love,
said, but if I tell them I would, I'm dating,
no, you
other
guys
people
said,
are seeing other people.
You guys said that I shouldn't date other people.
But you
if
only picked
I'm
one
not,
guy to fuck.
Exactly,
that's why.
Exactly. That's my point.
That's
I would
not really
only
dating,
have one.
So the other people
I would
don't matter.
Only have one boyfriend I have sex with. I would have one boyfriend that I would travel and hang out and have fun with, and I'd have another boyfriend who
so
might be
exactly what Ernesto said. They're filling the void of the other one.
I'm agreeing with him. I said, yes, I would love to have three boyfriends because all of my needs would be met. But that's
I feel
not
like
real life.
The other person, though, like, if I was one of the three boyfriends, I would be offended.
Me too.
Of course.
I would be like, why am I not enough?
Because,
you know what
well,
I mean? So, like,
I am agreeing with everything
you
that you're saying.
Are you telling these three?
Yes, that's why I said I would
together?
Love to be able to say, yes, we're a one
so,
big happy family.
So, because if, okay... So you would be good with ride sharing?
No, because I would only ride.
That's a good way to
with
put it.
One.
Yeah,
I guess
that's a good way to put it.
But so what about you in the opposite situation? You're one of the three.
The driver only gets one tip.
It depends.
And they're honest with you. They're being honest with you. Would you get into a relationship? I'm not saying
I'm listening.
I'm
to,
asking.
I'm
you.
Asking. I'm listening to the question for what it is. I'm not.
If,
trust me, I'm not reading into it anymore. I understand what you're saying. I think it would depend on...
Talking like a politician.
It would depend on...
No new taxes.
It would depend. If the guy was okay with me dating other people...
But you got to be okay with him dating other people.
if he was okay with me, then yes, I would
but
be okay.
But what if he
with
found
that.
Somebody and never told you and then kept you as a side piece?
Then that's a lie.
That's a lie.
No, but here's the thing. About that's being what honest. It's opening up.
We're talking about being honest about it. Like if I
but
started dating someone and he'd be
so
like, hey,
attached to you,
I kind of
want to
have two
you.
Girlfriends, not just one.
Maybe he doesn't want to hurt you.
I might ask why.
Because you keep talking about how many times you were hurt and he doesn't want to hurt you. Because you've done that. So shut up. Every woman does. I don't want to say I love you because last time I said that, I got
the,
hurt.
The crazy thing is
you
that
did say you love him.
I you can share that all you want, but every single one of them turns around and hurts you anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
You don't like love. You don't like the word love, anyways, right?
What do you mean?
You don't like that. You said it on a previous podcast. Oh. You said that's a lie.
No, in love.
Yeah.
Right, being
in
love.
You can
love
person,
someone. Yeah. I'm talking about in love. That's different.
If you're in love, it's all unicorns and
that's
rainbows.
Why people can say they can be in a long-term relationship with someone and then 5 years in and be like, I'm just not in love with you. I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
I love
and
you
you're
as
like,
a, I love you as a person.
Exactly.
But I don't love who you
all
are.
All they're saying is, the gas ran out, so all of that yep. good stuff I was feeling.
Fucked you every which honey. Way you needed to be fucked. We're done.
Over it.
It's good to know.
Yeah. All those breakups, it all makes sense now.
I've heard that before. I have heard that. Like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. Yeah. You're a great person. You're amazing to be around, blah, blah, blah. No. But,
we
I don't want to.
We grew apart.
That fucking hurts
and
girls so
and,
bad.
This is for guys and girls. It,
guys
for real.
And girls?
It really is.
Whoa.
What I'm about to say. It's a
so specific.
The reason why I think why it gets to that point is because one of the people stopped trying.
Well,
so yeah, you
yeah.
can still love them, but like
the just
romance,
going through
the motions, yeah, the romance
gone.
Left, right? Yeah. That's all it is because now they're getting that romance somewhere else.
That usually
like,
happens like first 5 months with me. It's gone. I'm just like, hey, this is what it is.
I'm the kind of guy that opens the door for the the other person. Like when we're getting in the car, like I'll open the door for them.
Do
that kind of stuff. Like
women wanted independence.
Don't do that. Fuck that.
Yeah. When did when women?
You don't think that's a? Do you think that's a romantic thing, or do you not like that?
She's like, I thought I was independent, bitch.
I like it because I feel like it shows that
caring?
The person can yeah. And they're thoughtful.
Well, that makes no sense.
I don't see it as like I can't open. We're just talking about you guys are asking me.
I hate that. I hate it when they're like, "Well, I'm a woman. I can open the door for myself."
Yeah, I'm not like that.
That's to me is like, come on, why do you have to be that way?
That's how I see it.
I'm just trying to like whatever. I would like the door open for me every once in a while. This is her new spot,
right?
Garbage. She's going to say that right now. She's so cute.
Sorry, I didn't mean to walk away.
Okay.
Yeah, you did. You went to go grab a beer.
Yeah,
how else could you have done that without walking away?
I didn't mean to grab a beer.
Do you need some?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, sorry. I don't want to be a gentleman.
I could have sworn I just said I don't have a problem with that. It's like
I know I have heard women say that though. Like, well, I'm not a baby. Don't treat me like one.
I know, and I've heard guys say that she can open up her own door. Or I'm not doing that.
I want your rights.
That's not.
You guys wanted to vote.
I've heard women say like, oh, chivalry is dead, and I'm like. Because you guys killed it. You guys fucking beat it to death with a fucking oar, and it's now laying on the ground bleeding to death. You know what I mean? It's like, because to me, it's like, I would love to do all that stuff. I think that way. You know what I mean? Let me get this. Although, if you're on a date with somebody, never should be like, let me pay for it, because then they're like, oh, you're trying to own me.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to make it so that I owe you something.
No, I've heard
that before.
I've just had it to where
but
the debit card
not
declined.
All women.
And I'm like, yeah.
I know, of course not.
Okay.
Of course not.
Well, no, I'm just saying, things decline, so they want to pay their half. So there's times I had to pay theirs, so no big deal. And I never say like, oh,
I've gone to a bar with a friend and she's like, oh, I forgot my wallet.
Convenient. How'd you drive here? Yeah, exactly.
I didn't forget my wallet. I forgot my credit card.
Whatever.
No,
she
just didn't want to pay for shit. I'm going to start pulling that. Yeah, start ordering
everything.
I don't think it. Forgot my wallet, man.
Well, so Maria, we went to Starbucks before this, and she's like, yeah, it's on me. And I'm like, okay, let me get this,
and then throw a brownie in it.
Can you put a
cake pop?
Gold flakes? Goldschlager. Put a shot of Goldschlager in there.
Makes everything better. No, but I also feel like if you keep asking for it, and you keep complaining about chivalry and all that stuff.
Right.
It makes the man not want to do it. It's right. Like, now it's expected.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're not opening up my doors. Bitch, it's one of those revolving doors. How do I open that one up?
Here, get in. I'll push. Yeah, you know? Just walk.
Yeah, just step very closely. that's what I'm saying. It's like, and then she yells at me because I didn't spin it fast enough. It's like, whatever.
No, I've had that happen. Like I said, I've had that happen. I've had other people appreciate it. So I'm just going to keep doing my thing. And whether you like it or not, that's going to determine whether or not we're a good match. Exactly.
No, and I also feel like if it's not expected all the time, is when it does happen, I feel like women do appreciate it.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, shit. Like, he literally did all the dishes, did everything. You know what I'm saying? And like, shit. And he just let me watch TV in the bedroom. And I did nothing. He took care of everything.
It's like, oh, don't buy me stuff. Oh,
I'm going to buy you something.
I mean, bought me nice shoes. I want to buy you nice shoes. Whatever.
But don't expect it all the time.
Exactly.
Life is life. Like, I can't be like... Oh, what would you like for dinner in bed? Because we did breakfast and lunch. Let's do dinner in
what?
Bed.
Who you does know,
it's
dinner
like,
in
well,
bed?
That's what I'm saying. It's like that's chivalry weird. Is dead. Like
that's weird.
But that's what I'm saying. They like people who expect it.
Do you
all
think?
The time.
Do you think that's normal to have dinner in bed?
I mean, lunch, brunch.
No, none of that. Only breakfast in bed because the other person's waking up from bed and then
they
get breakfast.
What if she's terminally ill?
That's fucked up. Nate, that's fucked up, man. Don't. If she's terminally ill, then
dinner in bed.
Don't bring her anything in bed. That's so
shitty. Like, hey, honey, I brought you dinner. She can't talk.
She can't eat.
She's in an oxygen tent. I have to give it to her with those gloves, like, through the tent.
Oh, like a bubble boy
type
situation?
And she's like, thank you, honey. You're so sweet. And I'm like, I know. Ever since I met
you. Did you hear what this guy just said?
How did we get here?
You guys were bitching about
that. How did we get here?
Dinner in bed.
Nobody said dinner in bed, Nate. You
did. And then you guys yelled at me about it.
You guys started bitching.
And then we're bitching about it.
Do you think it's more of a derogatory term to call a dude a bitch?
Mm-mm.
Do you? Because
I think it doesn't pertain to it.
So I.
It's the context. About the context.
I was talking to a friend of mine who like calls everybody a bitch. Everybody's a bitch, and he's like, to me, it's not like a female dog. It's someone who bitches a lot. So they could be a guy or a girl.
Oh,
if you're bitching all the time, you're a bitch. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm bitching right now. You calling me a bitch?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how he's trying to bring it out.
Mm-hmm. No, because you made me think of it. You're a bitch.
I'm not a bitch.
I don't think you're a bitch. But do you think it's more derogatory towards a guy than it is a girl? Because I was talking to somebody else, and I was calling him a bitch, and then she's like, I wouldn't call him a bitch. She's like, that's mean because he's a dude. And I'm like, that doesn't matter.
I feel
he's still
you guys,
a bitch. He's bitching all the time.
You guys are more derogatory towards me now because I give you dinner in bed. And we're talking like steaks, green beans, maybe mashed potatoes. Who knows?
Mashed potatoes.
Maybe some broccoli.
I had some
Bernaise sauce on top of that steak.
You ever had grits?
Grits. Ew.
Have you ever had...
It's called cream of wheat.
Have you ever had grits?
I love grits.
Do you like grits?
I
had
like grits.
And they look
both
like...
Both ways. I like salty and sweet.
I like my grits licked.
Okay.
All right.
And it's kissed.
You walked into this.
Kiss my grits.
It's kissed. Not...
And...
I've had... So, the other day I had grits, and I thought it was mashed potatoes. They looked like mashed potatoes. So I went into it, and I was expecting mashed potatoes.
It's like gritty.
Who and I got that? Grits.
It was at a restaurant. It came with the wings.
Grits aren't supposed to look like
I got buffalo potatoes. Wings, and it came with grits.
Okay.
And I swear to God, I thought it.
What did they have on it?
I don't know. They had like a chili corn sauce or something like that in there. It was good, but it wasn't. I was expecting mashed potatoes, and I got grits, and it was not. It was not the same. Nate's cat decided to take over the podcast.
Yeah.
Meow.
She just wants some love. Love up in here. So anyways, next question. Have you ever had sex?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, perfect. Good. And we're done.
Perfect.
And we're done. Yes, me too.
Ooh.
Okay, all right.
She's a bitch. Like fucking bitch.
She didn't want to be
held. Stop complaining. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know, right?
Murderer.
She's a murderer.
Who's on trial here?
I do declare.
I do declare it is the cat that is on trial here. In the form of murder. First degree. Of the most degree. The first.
The most egregious type of murder.
Degregious? Is that a word?
Egregious.
Oh, I thought you said degregious.
No, like, in the most egregious.
Yes.
All right. So what were your questions? What was your question?
We've all had sex.
Yes. All right.
Well, not Nate.
Next said, question. All right.
No, for maybe, real. What maybe were you gonna not ask? Nate,
but it's weird because he has a kid.
Do you wish that number one, that like that one that's always stuck in your head, fucked the shit out of you, was the greatest shit that you ever fucked?
I don't want to talk about it.
Hold on. You guys were together now.
Huh?
That you guys were together now. It ended up being a great relationship with awesome sex. 5 stars.
Okay.
The moons aligned. And yes. It ended up being.
I'll say
what
yeah.
about it?
I'll
what say about yeah. it? What was the question?
That you're together now.
That you're together now. Would
I know
you
yours
do
is
that?
No, right? Yours is no.
No, mine is no.
Right.
But it was great sex. So was he stupid?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was stupid. No, because honestly, like, if you think about it.
No, for real.
Like, he was just dumb?
No,
like, he was just
not
a dumb human?
Not intellectually, emotionally, absolutely.
Oh, so he was absent from the relationship.
Emotionally.
Yes. So if you cried, he'd be like, well, I don't understand.
I won't go into detail, but just not up to par emotionally.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, hey, that's I don't. Okay.
Thank you.
I think the times where I haven't had good sex, those never turned into relationships. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I ended up not
But
being...
did you ever think that you could train them?
No. No, no, no. If my socks didn't jump
the
off...
The first time?
You're still kind of figuring each other out.
Okay, good. That's fair.
So, but like by the third time, if we're not having great sex, it probably didn't go anywhere. And, you know, that's not because of me. That's not because of them. It's just because we didn't click. Yeah. She didn't like to put her thumb in my ass.
Okay.
I feel like a cat's been attacked.
You would?
What?
You would be with that person?
Casey, absolutely.
Oh my God, you called her by name.
Casey, I hope you're listening. Yeah, absolutely. She's the one that's like we're great friends, we're too far apart. It'd probably work.
You're talking about like having sex with this person.
Just great.
You're
amazing.
But right now you're talking about talking. That's not sex. That's not a sex thing.
What? Talking can be a sex thing.
Do you like talking? Do you like
talking
dirty?
Yeah. She'd be like, "Hey, you like that?"
You know what I don't like? When I'm told to talk dirty.
Ooh.
I literally stay silent on purpose.
Talk to me.
Don't tell me what to do.
Tell me you're my
Whose pussy is this?
That's
have you ever
different.
Heard that one?
Yeah, I kind of see that all the time.
And you're like, it's yours.
No.
Yeah, I laugh. Have it, because it's mine.
Because I've said that. I mean, I've said that.
Whose pussy is
I'm
that?
Not gonna, have you said that? Yeah, have you said that? Said whose that. Pussy is this?
Bro, get that tail out my face.
But then if some girl goes, it's mine, I'd be like, well, fair.
I love that. That's like, I've said that.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Yeah, it's mine. Definitely. Last time I checked.
Mine. Okay. Yeah. But I mean,
aside from that,
can I rent
question,
that pussy? Can I rent it?
Like a library book. Like it's got the little slit. You put the thing back.
It's got from, a little slit for sure. Question.
Well, it looks like Tom was here.
Aside from that question.
Oh, geez. Oh, like grade school, like the books when you write your name
Tom,
in the front?
Tom back in 94. Yeah. It's like, wow. But the thing's in your inner thigh. Yeah. Whose pussy is this? Well, it's been four. Four people so far.
Well, I
no
guess.
Late fees over here.
Yeah. No, no.
Did
no.
you ever charge late fee?
For your pussy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Too far? All right, next.
No. What were we?
No, he was asking about.
So, yeah, do you like dirty talk? Asking, do you like dirty talk?
Well, I was talking about late fees, but whatever.
Do you like dirty talk? Do you talk dirty?
It depends on the situation.
You know,
have you ever had a girl talk dirty to you?
Yes.
Then it fucked up. No, but it fucked up the vibe.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She smacked me in the face and she said, "Fuck me, bitch."
You're lying.
No,
you are lying.
And that didn't turn you on.
No.
See,
well, her name's Kelly.
Different strokes. Hi, Kelly. For different folks.
Hi, Kelly. But then she wanted me to
hit
her.
Kat, you're doing the most,
right?
But then she wanted me to do it to her, and I said, no, I will not. Yeah, she's a bitch. She'll eat you
up. I'll fuck you up, too.
So, Ernesto was getting in a fight with a pussy. But
I always fight the cat. Pussy.
Do you want a beer?
No, I'm good for right now. I got to go eat food at my mom's. How about you? I'm going to start doing that.
I think it literally just depends. It depends on what kind of sex is being had. If it's just normal,
but
great sex.
Whose pussy is
I
this?
Yeah, no.
That's a big boy.
I don't like that. What? Okay, so.
Oh, it's your pussy.
You know what I do like in that? I don't know if it would be considered dirty talk, but I do enjoy the other person like voicing their enjoyment.
But at the end of the day, you go home with your vagina. It's not mine.
Okay. We were already past that.
Oh, we're past
that. I said I enjoy the other person. So it doesn't necessarily have to be dirty talk.
Yeah.
It can just be them voicing
like,
their enjoyment.
Like, oh, you feel so good, baby.
That kind of stuff, yeah.
You're so tight.
Or no, not that. That's weird.
Why?
You're so cavernous.
I love it when you... I love it when you squirt.
You're so wet.
Yeah, squirt
that doesn't,
on.
Yeah, that's
how about
good.
Squirt on me, baby?
No.
No?
No.
Is that a compliment?
What?
You're so wet.
It's not a, I don't think
like,
it's
no.
about
a
compliment.
What, natural
it just,
lube is a compliment?
I don't think
I'm
it's
just
about
asking.
No, I don't think it's about being having like taking it as a compliment. I just feel like obviously women kind of
double, buddy.
Know that
I say that
you
sex.
Enjoy that more,
pop the
or
bubble.
It makes it more enjoyable for you.
Sounds like you're pissing.
It does.
You're like foamy.
Big ass glass.
It holds three beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we found out today.
36 ounces.
12 times
24,
three
36.
Is what?
She's 5'3".
Do you have a water gun?
No.
Okay.
Somewhere.
I hate you.
Why were
no,
you?
No, I'm just asking.
Were you going to pee in
for
it?
What?
Is that the thing? Is that a thing? Like,
what do you
said
need a water
not,
gun for? What do you need a water gun for?
Shoot the pussy.
Are you done?
What?
You said it. You said
oh,
you love that.
The pussy on the bar.
I'm going to punch you.
You said
in
you
the
love
face.
That.
I did. I never said that.
I know.
That.
You said you hate that.
To everybody who's listening, the pussy is the cat at the end of the bar.
And then Kat is, she was, getting her jollies off.
Yeah, she's right like, meow.
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 Okay.
Meow. Meow.
I think that's fine. If it makes that noise.
Like if you're fucking it, it's like you slowly put it in.
That would make more sense.
Would it weird you guys out if like you were just, let's say you were in your bedroom and you're waiting for your girl to come in, right? Let's say she's taking a shower, and she crawls into the room making cat noises.
Yeah, I'd probably spray her with a squirt bottle. To get her out. I mean, like you get back in this room like a human.
Walk in here, rat.
Why did you become
so? Yeah,
that's a normal thing.
Yeah, that's why you do it.
Well, if it's normal, why is he telling her no? So why are you?
You do it the right way.
Yeah.
We don't crawl into bedrooms in this house.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, Jesus.
I don't. You know.
Get away.
I think it would make me laugh. Like realistically, it depends.
What if
it would
either
make
like
me
a...
laugh or I'd be super worried.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, I'm gonna die tonight.
But
like,
what if you went into the lion standpoint and you picked up like a whip and a chair and you're like, man, yeah. Yeah.
Take off my belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Get back now.
And then she gets on a beach ball and starts like balancing.
Yeah, and you're like, it's the weirdest sex I've ever had. But I guess it's all about foreplay.
It's role playing. Some people like that shit.
Foreplay.
I mean, it's
a beach ball.
It's like,
pop. It would pop.
Jesus.
Furries, would you ever do the furry thing?
That's fucking weird.
Why is it weird? They're just wearing a costume. It comes off.
No, but no, they fuck the in person, the po- yeah, they fuck they, in the costume. Have,
what yes. do they do? Like just open
and they get
it
turned
up?
Yeah, and the other person gets turned on by that. That's a little weird. Like I want to feel like I'm having sex with a fucking.
How would you act if somebody asked you to get into a schoolgirl outfit?
That would weird me out.
Yeah.
Why?
You want to pretend that you're having sex with an underage person? But that's weird.
No, we're not pretending.
That doesn't have to be.
Britney Spears was not underage.
Yes, she was.
At the time?
No.
Yes, she was.
If she put that shit on now, would it be weird?
You guys are missing the point. The whole point of it is you want someone to dress up as a child.
What if I just said,
hey.
That's
creepy. You're asking me my opinion and I'm telling you.
But
you guys can think it's something else. That's fine.
But do you think of cheerleaders as children?
Same thing, yeah.
Nope.
Cheerleaders, high school.
Cheerleaders are older.
I know yeah. Cheerleaders can be
in
college.
No,
or in a sports team.
Yeah, sports teams. Yeah.
If you ask me to dress in a Bulls cheerleading costume, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So can I tell you
though? Associate it with something.
You know, it's funny that like back in the day, like when I would watch sports, I would see the cheerleaders and I'd be like, they're not that.
Oh, I've always thought that.
They're not that hot.
Especially for like sports teams.
The Dallas.
In high school. In high school.
They're famous because of.
They're pretty cute.
In high school, we had cheerleaders and we had pom-poms and the pom-poms were hot.
I agree with you on that one.
The pom poms were always
weird.
They didn't have to do like athletic moves. They just like jiggled their pom poms and the things in their hands.
Right.
I feel like everybody who was in color guard in high school was like the rejected cheerleaders. They're like, watch me do this. With
I feel
this
like
flag.
They were very like the girls were very.
No one was doing this.
How do you say
on color
guard? I won't say it.
Say it,
Butch.
Do it.
Yes. Like ROTC. That's what
no,
I feel like.
I feel the people on the women's basketball team was more Butch.
Oh
but,
yeah,
or softball.
Those
right?
were
and
they
softball,
were too.
They're like, hey, good game, and you're like, women don't do that.
Yeah, they do.
Now they do.
Oh my god,
like, I can't wait to see you in
women
the showers.
Women show each other their tits all the time. Oh, you've said that. Yeah,
how come you don't show your friends your tits?
Why would I go out of my way to do that?
Because I thought we were in a society. We're in a society where it doesn't matter anymore. We're in a society that just, you know.
I don't consider you guys friends.
Wow.
Get out of my house.
I believe
turnabout is fair play.
Can we delete what she says?
No. I'll just do her voice.
Wow. Yeah, be like, oh my god. I was like, Hold on, phone call.
Here they are.
Oh, no, like, to show the tits, you know, like, you just put her voice in.
Women always ask me, like, what is it with dudes and tits?
I think you go back to your mom. Subconsciously. Yeah.
Not me, because I don't remember my mom. Mm-hmm. But
they're
like
just balls of fat.
Balls of
it
fat.
It doesn't, but I think it's like a, it's like, you know how women are with teeth? Where it's like a sign of health?
Balls of fat.
I think boobs are the same thing, right?
Yeah.
And you know what, though? Like,
what do you think boobs are?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If a girl sends you nudes, but she's covering her nipples, is it as sexy?
It's not a boob. It's not a boob. It's pointless.
Yeah, it's not like, a thing.
Why would you? What made you ask that question?
Please retake.
What made you ask that question?
Show me your nips.
I've talked to people about it. Some girl sent me pictures of her boobs and covered her nips. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, can I see the nips, please? I asked her, and she's like, why is that a thing? You know, and I'm like, because it's not a complete boob. It's like, it's incomplete. You're covering it. You're still covered.
Yeah. That's or like me doing this. Pasties, it's like, you're not going to see my pecs. You're not going to see the full set.
I would see your pecs if you're just covering your nipple.
Let me flex.
Is that how small they are?
They should be. No. Oh, how small his nipples are?
Yeah.
Dude, I've like eighth grade nipples.
They're like the, you just covered it with your fingertip.
That's it. That's
oh my god. Okay, so but
this is the
but
ring.
I would do that.
The ring. I have a ring.
You would cover your nips?
I have a ring in my nipple.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
That's like the best part of the
That's
boob.
A really good question. I don't know.
Well, that's a big part of it.
Here's another thing I ask. It's
or
like
a little
we,
part of it,
we
I
can
guess.
Go shirtless. Why can't women go shirtless?
But they can.
I that part I agree on.
They can.
I think the bottom's the worst because that's like the fun maker.
There was a big movement in New York where women were going topless.
Yeah, I remember.
But there's nothing
wrong
with that.
It
was like a normal thing. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Republicans.
They're fucking tits. At the end of the day, it's like we all.
I think it's because guys are more aroused by them, so that's what makes it. That's what makes it the thing. You know what I mean?
Which is why it's crazy because the people
it makes it a sexy part.
The guys that are like, oh my god, boobs, sometimes. Mm-hmm. are the same guys that if they see a woman breastfeeding, like, ah, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, put that boob away.
Because there's a baby on it.
Right. No, that's a beautiful thing.
But I don't think
I didn't say all men. I said
I'm not saying it's
okay,
beautiful.
So let me tell you.
I don't think
that it's disgusting.
I'm going to be like, hey, mom.
I feel guilty for wanting to see the boob. The baby
I will tell you,
it.
I was on a plane when my son was born. He was like three months old, maybe.
Like
we went to Puerto Rico.
Give birth in midair?
Not while the baby was on.
And I went. We went to Puerto Rico, and I was breastfeeding him on the plane.
Did you have
and
a
this
thing
guy?
On?
Yeah, but this guy
couldn't stop looking
right across the aisle. He could not. Like,
I couldn't stop looking either.
I feel like he was waiting for like the blanket to slip or something. Right. I'm just like.
That sucks.
But that's the thing.
I'm feeding my child.
But that's the thing. Like, I feel bad about it. It's not that I think it's disgusting. It's that I think. I just don't want to be a perv like that.
Yeah.
But it's a boob. It's out
a
there.
Boob.
Yeah, that's different.
So yeah,
and I'm like into
blanket,
it.
Drop, kids asleep.
Please. God, please. It's brown.
I would walk
those
out of that plane.
Those were my favorite boobs.
I would walk out of the plane like this though. I'd be like, huh? No? All right, I'll go to my hotel. It's 401.
I felt like I had breast implants.
99.
It was amazing.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like, I
as I,
I
look
feel
at you,
bad
I like,
about it. But no, I want to see. I want to see the shape of the nip. I want to see how much of the area of the boob it takes up. I want to see the color of it. Yeah, like all of that stuff.
Does like, areola size matter? To guys,
if it's huge and the boob is small, yeah, that's gross.
I never cared.
I don't know if I've ever
I
seen
never
that.
Cared. Sometimes it's hot
on Mad like, TV. On Mad TV, they you know the Miss Swan character.
Mm-hmm.
She was doing a sex line, and they were like,
"I think I saw that clip." Yeah.
And they were like, "He's like, oh, just describe your boobs to me." She's mm-hmm. like, "Oh, I have huge boobs," and he's like, "Oh yeah, tell me about them." He's like, "Well, actually, boob small, nipple huge," and he's like, "Bleh." And I feel the same way. Like that would not be a turn on.
Just boobs. Like, who cares?
I know you. That's how you feel. You care about.
I'm not a boob guy. Right. I'm a thine ass guy. Like, if everything else is intact, hey, we're good.
Yeah, onion rings.
Yes. You are my onion ring and my fries.
There's someone that I come in contact with on the daily, right? And she's got a nice set of honkers, and she's got a...
When you edit, go...
Yeah.
Yeah. Just...
She's got a nice, you know, but she's got a nice rack. She's got a nice butt, but she's got no hips.
Lucky.
But is she like... No. Like, when she turns, does she have an ass? Hmm?
Hips are awesome.
I love hips. Thighs and ass. Yeah. Hips.
Wide hips. You know, just like that.
Like, damn.
Oh, my
girl.
God. Like, I want you hung like a pear.
I've
hugged a girl, and you can, like, rest your arms on her hips.
I'm done.
It's nice.
She's like, and podcast
over. Yeah.
Like, I can rest my... I'm done.
Because you're squeezing them around their lower waist,
yeah,
right?
I understand.
Like,
yeah.
And you could just... And, you know, it's nice.
It's cool.
But not cool.
Hearing how you guys think again. Because women, we overthink everything.
What? Okay, here you go.
That's because they're trying to lock down fucking, you know,
overthink.
Like,
what are you overthinking?
And shit.
Like, just our bodies.
We're just,
like,
the regular dudes. We're not Prince Charming.
We see, like, okay, so...
We're simpletons.
We're not fucking... We're not Drake. Drizzy Drake. Drizzy Drake would probably be like, oh, it's gross.
Let her talk. The question I asked was...
Whatever.
What do you want from us, bitch?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so it just, again, it goes back. It's not about you guys doing anything to us to make us feel this way. It's about just society and, like, you know, the standards of beauty.
Men are just
models.
Like,
we see that's like in our face all the time, and then it's just like skinny and da da da. So then we're like, oh, if we don't look like that, then we don't measure up. But obviously, that is not the case.
There's a lot of girls that are super sexy, and they're a little chunky or whatever. Yeah. But they're super sexy just because. Their attitude, the way they carry themselves.
Pink's body. She's not skinny. She's not anything. But she's got that thighs and ass. Perfect. That would be like the...
Yeah, but she's like a
celebrity. She's a little muscular to me, or for me. Sorry, I still think she's awesome, but
she could
she's a little
punch
muscular.
Me in the face, okay. If you know what I'm saying. Alicia. Thanks.
Alicia.
That's her.
Alicia Moore.
That's her name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought of Alicia Keys.
Okay, so that's good.
She had no boobs.
No, she's
Alicia Keys didn't have boobs, but she was hot. She
she's got hips. And
you know why? But you know why she was hot? Because she sat in front of a fucking piano and sang her heart out, and she's fucking hot for that. You know, she's that to me is a turn on. You know, she had a gorgeous voice too.
Mm-hmm. I think she's very pretty. Also, she's got a really great smile.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in love with Alicia Keys. That's like one of my crushes. Kelly Kapowski?
I don't know who that is. I'm done.
You know who Kelly Kapowski is.
Oh, from Saved by the Bell.
Yeah. Okay. She was hot too. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to hurt the girl. Doing the crazy shit that they want me to do.
Oh, here we go.
So after doing all those kinds of crazy things.
There you go.
Does not crazy...
So Alicia
is boring.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Oh.
Oh, that's cool.
Hit the fold just before you let me go.
Yeah, that was my favorite. Pink.
Yeah.
That's free. When you go back and you have, like, just, you know.
Regular, tame sex.
Yeah. Not necessarily boring, but just regular.
It still feels
crazy.
Good, though.
Okay.
Cute yeah.
You're not.
It's. I'm not addicted with it. I do it not because I like it. I do it because they like it.
It.
You know what
it.
I mean?
Makes
like,
a difference. Yeah.
It's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I'm already getting what I want.
True.
Was it like running through slush?
You know what I want to do right now? I want to play. Like, I want to bring that HomePod down here and see what we could do with.
What are you talking about,
Siri?
I have Siri.
How about next time?
Feel it. Want it.
Can we just Can we just talk about our social media, please?
Need it.
Can we need to end this.
Want it.
I'm okay. Going to shoot myself in the throat.
Wow, I didn't know that that's you were violent. Suffering yeah. being around us. That's good to know.
No, I'm just saying we always...
And from like, no it's sense always of direction, a fight. It's Nate and Maria.
No. Okay. Well, maybe next week. But please, that's visit us funny. Visit us on the social media.
The social media. Wow, you sounded like an 80-year-old.
Yeah, are. No, I am an 80-year-old.
We're getting up there. We're only in my brain. There.
I'm yeah, I'm there. Book of faces.
I'm probably at... You know, people say you're at a midlife crisis. I'm probably at like a three-quarters crisis. You know what I mean? Like,
you're just buying animals.
Three-quarters life.
You're like, I'll take another kid.
I'm ready to... But anyhow, okay. So please, I'm on Facebook. Nate, you're on.
I do the Twitter for us.
You do Twitter,
and I do the Instagram.
Hey, yeah, that makes more sense.
Thanks. We have. Are you ready for all of our tens of 20s followers? Thank you.
No, for real, it would help us immensely if you were to comment on our shit and then rate us on the podcasts.
Yeah.
App for Apple and you know Spotify, whatever the hell we're on, whatever you're listening to us on, please
keep it up. We love comments
and rate us and share us and subscribe to us, and as long as you keep doing that, we'll keep growing. So thank you very much. Maria, what are you doing?
She's trying to make us look like bunnies.
Selfie.
That's not a selfie when there's other people in it.
it's called a picture. Trying to take a selfie picture.
All right, here, I'll help you out.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in. We love you.
Yes. We except love for them. Maria. Maria can't stand you guys.
None of you.
She was just saying, like, before we walked in.
The lot of ya.
So, for No Sense of Direction, I'm Ernesto.
I'm Nate.
And I'm Maria.
Bye!
Bye!
Good night, Earth. Earth,
good night. Peace!
Earth, good night.
'Kay. Wow. Baby Nate.
That is Baby Nate.
Jesus. Faux hawk.
No. It wasn't faux hawk.
Don't soil my name.
Hold on. They're coming.
I don't do faux hawks.
4 weeks, guys. 4 weeks.
I don't think so. Is it 4 weeks? Yeah, it is 4 weeks. Because you're not going to be here next week.
This is a special one.
This is a special one. 2 weeks from now, we can't do it, right? So 3 weeks from now, we would have to get together.
3 weeks.
I have a wedding.
Me too. You and I are... Okay, let's tell everybody. We're getting married.